Hey guys, this is Danny filling in for Brandon, who's sick. Some kind of illness affecting the throat. On this episode of Movies Ruin My Life, it's it's day one of our 80s Action Week tournament. We got a new episode coming every day this week through to Thursday as we fight it out to decide what is the greatest of all 80s action films.
All right, so this is Danny.
Hello, everyone.
This is Dave.
Hello, everyone.
This is Jesse.
Get to the chopper.
Devin is off screen, but on microphone.
Hello, everyone.
Wait, are the rest of us on screen?
Yeah, it's right. Yeah, it's in the lampshade.
And
Jesus, here we go.
And this is East.
Hello,
East. I've missed you. You've been away for too long, my friend.
Yes, I was.
Did you go west?
Life is peaceful there.
Yeah. I don't know what I was doing. I fell down a well.
All right. And this is our 80s action week. It's a whole week of episodes, kind of tournament format for dedicated to 80s action films. And I already miss March Madness. It just finished up. And I am desperate to get that feeling of doing, you know, the whole bracket and competing against your friends and all of this stuff. So with this episode, we decided to make it like a Mermal Madness episode, if you will.
Will you?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
And we're doing a bracket. You can go to the website, go to moviesroommylife.com. You can fill out your own bracket, send it in to us. So how these films were selected, really quick, each panelist that you see here selected 16 films, and out of that we got a total of 32. Their ranking is based on, or rather their placement in the first round is based on the number of selections that they got from all of us. Now, I don't get a vote, so I'm going to try and sway all you guys from your selection if I don't like it, but that's all I can do. I don't get a vote, so I'm keeping myself out of it. I just want to play the game with everyone listening. I want to play along with them. You guys are the show. 80s action films. You know what? Usually we do this at the end of the episode. Because there's so much bullshit, does anyone have anything they want to plug before we get started?
If you guys haven't checked it out yet, you can check out my show on Motherboard. It's called Abandonware. It's about video games. I do it with some cool dudes, and I think you'll like it.
I'm on a podcast called Drunk with Power, where we play drinking games and talk about some bullshit.
All right. And take your phone off the table.
Yeah, I just realized I'm going to do that right now.
All right. So, check out Jesse on Vice's Motherboard site, Abandonware. I actually checked out the two episodes you mentioned in the Alien episode.
Awesome.
Pretty sweet, yeah.
Very cool.
And, East, hopefully either Devin or I are going to come and ruin your show one of these days real soon.
It's going to happen. Perfect. We'll make it happen.
All right. Let's get this thing started. So, quarterfinals, gentlemen. Or quarterfinals, wow. Opening round, gentlemen. Film 1 through 32 selected, tournament format. Again, want to remind everyone, if you're listening, you can go to our website, moviesfrommylife.com, and download the bracket for this episode. Go to this episode's show notes, and there'll be a visual version that you can play along with us, fill out on your own, and so on and so on. So it'll be whatever. I don't know. I don't know how to do this radio thing. All right, matchup number one, gentlemen. Our number one seat, Predator, versus our number two or number 32 seat.
Oh,
best of the best.
Oh, come on!
what are we doing here for this one, Ian?
Best of the best.
Anything with Bill Duke is going to win. So, and Carl Weathers, like, yeah, I don't know. Like, what are you going to do here? I can't. Yeah. I got nothing to say about this one.
Yeah, it's David versus Goliath. This is just unfair.
Yeah, like, I haven't even seen Best of the Best personally, so...
You're kidding me.
I've never seen it, I know.
Not once.
Not once in my
entire
life.
I was told to watch it from you guys, I just didn't...
It was on my list. I had a list. It's a shame. There was a list of movies that I hadn't seen or hadn't seen in a long time. I didn't get a chance to get through all of them, and that was the one that was just like, you know what? It's not going to be Predator, so...
Well, that's it. You put it up against Predator, and I'm like, what am I doing? What am I don't even need to bother,
yeah,
really.
Predator is like one of the... Predator might win the whole thing. I'm going to say that. I don't think it will, necessarily, but it might.
It's certainly ranked favorite, picked by every single one of us.
It's a fucking great movie.
So we already know the answer, then?
Well,
oh,
no,
are we
no,
changing... Because... Oh,
no, no, it's bracketed. It could be anything,
It's picked by
anything.
Every single one of us in the nominations. It just got the most nominations of any film.
All right.
Now, also, I should mention, if we did have ties, so for example, actually, our number two seat, which we'll get to probably either in the next segment or next episode, also had the same number of votes, et cetera, et cetera. So the tiebreaker is based on release date, oldest to newest. So for example, of the highest voted, Predator is number one because it is the oldest. Now, East, why the hell did you pick Best of the Best, my friend, for this contest? Because you're the only one.
It's on you, man.
It's a good film. I agree with you. It's not...
I know it's not actually going to beat Predator. Someone's just got to vote for Best of the Best. Fuck it, man. Eric Roberts.
Yeah, because you're the only one that nominated this, too,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Fuck it, man. That bar scene is the shit. You guys are missing out, both of you.
Okay,
I'll get drunk with both of you, and we'll watch it. Fuck it.
I got a quick question.
I'm already drunk.
Is this the one
so.
Where he dislocates his shoulder in the middle of the match, and then he has to re-pop it into place, and then he finishes the fight with one arm?
Yep.
Well, that sounds cool.
Okay.
That's the worst thing I've ever heard.
That sounds like
and it's like at the Olympics or something, right?
He's just... It's
still voting Predator.
You know what's going to happen, though? I'm going to end up...
I'm still voting Predator.
I'm going to end up watching this movie and falling in love with it, and then coming back here next week and saying, I am so fucking sorry.
Okay. I love Eric Roberts, so...
I don't really know him.
All right, so...
I'm sorry.
Eric Roberts' brother.
Yeah.
I don't really know him.
Final decision, gentlemen. Danny?
Predator.
Dave?
I don't know. Predator.
Jesse?
You son of a bitch.
That's
Devin.
Yeah, Predator.
Best of the best. Even though it really is Predator. I'm not really arguing against, but
all right, Predator.
That was
moves
a very
on.
Unfair matchup.
I'm surprised nobody made a worst of the worst joke.
I just waiting for it.
Oh, okay.
Well, if you'd like, before we move on to the next matchup, you can fit that joke in if you'd like, sir.
Predator's kind
I'll take the high road.
Apologize, my phone's in your face.
I'm kind of a sore loser, isn't he?
Who?
I don't know.
Eric Roberts?
Tommy Lee. The Predator.
No name. Oh, yeah, totally.
Blows himself up. Kind of an asshole move, you know? Yeah. I don't know.
Well,
just an observation.
I feel like that today, though. Just, fuck, I give up. Just set the salt.
If I had those buttons on my arm, I'd press them in a certain order
totally.
Explode.
Oh, yeah.
That'll get me out of
the sunlight comes through my window. Oh, God. Just push the button. Finally, I can get some real sleep.
All right, gentlemen, our second match, our number 15 seat, Tango and Cash.
Oh, yes.
Up against our number 18 seat, Highlander.
Ooh, you dirty bastard.
And this is a hard one. This is a really hard one. If I had a vote, I'm not going to lie to you. I love Tango and Cash, but I got to go Highlander, right? Because for me, the soundtrack is just ridiculous. It's just Queen, beautiful stuff, and also hilarious, like in all seriousness. Devin, you and I have had multiple conversations about just how ridiculous some of that music is, but awesome. And then the other thing that I wanted to mention, of course, is the just both how fun the sword fighting is, but also just how ridiculous every scenario that leads up to a sword fight is. You know, like he's at a wrestling match and some guy confronts him in a parking lot and it's like, let's have a sword fight, and he's just carrying a fucking katana in his fucking jacket at a wrestling match. So you can't beat that shit. I don't care, Tango and Cash, great film, but I don't know. Any thoughts here, gentlemen? Go ahead.
I'm going to go with Tango and Cash for a couple reasons. First of all, I think it's funny that Stallone
thought that in order to play like a kind of glamorous urban kind of cop, he would just speak faster than he normally does.
Yeah, do you notice the amount of ADR in that film, by the way? That you just see his fucking lips.
It's like
moving,
all ADR. Yeah,
the whole thing is yeah. every line of
and
his.
Also for the scene that after they get sentenced, like they're showering for about 10 minutes together, talking about how they'll escape and what they'll do, and
just
like
making dick jokes.
They're just like they're just alone.
And why
no
did they
guard.
Put them together in jail? The two guys that were
the
in
two
cahoots together,
who were already given 10 minutes of shower time to discuss yeah. just exactly how they'd escape while facing each other
ding-a-ling
in the
hanging
shower
the window. In.
Don't worry, it's just soap. It's just soap.
They even make that joke too. He dropped the soap. He's like, "Oh, whoa! I just dropped the soap. But don't worry about it."
Oh, sorry, Rocky Balboa.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, that movie has like the worst in joke ever. And that, yeah. like, 2 seconds into the movie, yeah, they yeah. got to go, "Rambo's a pussy." Yeah.
That's what it's like. Come on. All man. The 80s movies did that. Like, yeah. can't wait till we get to Commando.
And, like, but then again, yeah, I should step back on that because that whole movie is like social commentary on pop culture in the 80s. There's so many in jokes in that film, but that one just feels so uncomfortable because you haven't acclimated yet. So just immediately break out a make fun of slide joke. Just
and Jack Palance.
Yeah. Oh,
Jack Palance
is awesome.
He's amazing.
That's why he's actually the main reason why I'm even going for this movie. For the one line where, you know, if it's entangled, it's cash.
Sweet. He said it. Yes. I'm going to go with the same. I don't even need to describe it. I love that fucking
well,
movie.
We're still discussing. We're still discussing.
Oh, I thought it was my turn. I just get a little impatient.
No,
sometimes.
No. Jesse, what are your thoughts here? What are your initial reactions?
My initial reaction is I'm a casual Highlander fan. I never was a huge fan of the series. And I actually hadn't seen Tango Cash until like a few days ago.
You're kidding.
I know.
Of all people.
I know. It's crazy. I've seen everything in the world except for like the things that I just haven't seen, which are pretty...
What? What I haven't seen. No, that's my favorite. That's the best thing I've
that
ever
is
heard.
The best line.
So,
if I haven't seen it, it's new to me.
Yeah, exactly. So I watched it, loved it. I'm a huge Kurt Russell fan. I like Sylvester Stallone.
Oh, Jesus.
Seeing the two of them playing against each other is an interesting dynamic. And I know, it just fits the 80s action mold better than Highlander, in my opinion. Oh. And now that I've seen it, it officially exists in the world, so.
Yeah, I don't know. Again, like, the Kurgan is just hilarious, and, like, Sean Connery, like...
Yeah, there's good shit in Highlander,
for
sure.
He's the Spaniard, and in his fucking stupid, like, whatever accent that is, just like, "I'm Egyptian, but they call me the Spaniard." It makes no sense.
Yeah, yeah, there was a lot of that in the 80s. A lot of bald assholes playing nationalities they weren't. Like, what did Ben Kingsley play? It was really controversial.
He played Gandhi.
He played Gandhi.
But technically, he's of Indian descent.
And Willem Dafoe played Christ in that Scorsese yeah. movie. Willem Dafoe, like,
yep.
who's basically a midget.
And the weirdest looking thing ever.
So weird looking.
By the way, I know this is probably inappropriate to discuss, but and I can't cut anything this episode because it's 80s Action Week, but have you guys ever bumped into Toronto Willem Dafoe on the DuPont line?
What? No.
No, I don't think I have.
There's a guy that rides the DuPont bus every morning and every night, and when I used to ride that bus, I used to run into him like every day, and every day for a split second I'd be like, "Holy shit, it's Willem Dafoe." Oh, it's that fucking guy.
The very next day, "Holy shit, it's Willem Dafoe."
It's just Toronto Willem Dafoe.
You'll never be real Willem Dafoe.
I thought I saw I can't remember who the hell it was. Peter Stormare. I thought I saw him on a bus one time, and I was convinced, and I was like, "Holy shit, man." And then he was like looking at me because I was looking at him and I was like, "Oh, that's not him, man." That's it. It wasn't him.
Meanwhile, it really was him. And he's like,
"Yeah,
oh, is this guy going to recognize me?"
Stormare would do that too. He would just be like, "No, I'm not Peter Stormare. I'm just put on an accent." All right. Let's put it to a vote. And I don't get a vote, so I have a feeling that I'm going to be really upset about this one. Danny, your pick?
Tango and Cash.
Dave?
Tango and Cash.
Jesse?
Cash as well as Tango.
Devin?
Highlander, but it's not necessarily because I think it's a better movie.
No.
It's but just that Tango and Cash is kind of a poor man's Lethal Weapon.
It is.
And like that's 5 years too late, you know?
So good.
Like,
Why didn't you say that when we were trying to convince them? You say that in the final decision.
I didn't get a... I'm behind the monitors. Nobody ever sees that I'm trying to make a point.
You really got
to
get that hand
put
up.
Put your hands way up yeah. next time, yeah. All right. So
I'll just start shouting it while you guys are talking. Dago and Cash is a poor man's lethal weapon!
East, it doesn't really matter. It's inconsequential, but I care what your vote is, sir.
It isn't Tango, it's Cash. Ah. Sorry.
Okay, Tango and Cash, move on.
Landslide victory. That's surprising. I thought Highlander was going to be a big one.
Yeah, me too. And I should explain also why I'm a little bit upset here. And Devin, you should be more upset as well, because yeah. I know that you have Highlander quite a ways into this tournament.
So you might have a win of the whole thing.
So
I just wrote Highlander down in every box.
So we've all filled out a bracket as well, just to explain to you guys. And but they're over there. We don't have them in front of us. So we're not referencing our own brackets. We're not trying to compete for what we selected. We selected it this morning, and now we're just going on our opinions here. But we all have invested interest because we're also, in addition to crowning the best 80s action film in this episode, we're going to decide, or who knows, I guess, the most about 80s action films or their friends. I don't know. We're going to, count up the points, and one of us is going to win something, a fucking ride home. That's what you're going to get.
I'm batting 1,000 so far. So,
You'd win a bus ride with Toronto Willem Dafoe.
Perfect. All right.
Ask him where he got his jaw.
Oh, God. Well.
Well, yeah. Tango Cash.
Matchup number 3. Our 3-seat, Commando.
Game over.
Versus our 30-seat, The Killer. Now, Jesse, you nominated The Killer.
I did nominate The Killer.
And it's not going
to... I bet you didn't think it was going to go up against Commando.
Yeah. Listen, I'm not crazy.
But I do love this film as well.
It's great. I watched it again like this week. Even though I'd seen it before, I was like, I really need to brush up on that one because I nominated it. So, and I'm watching it, and I was watching it with my roommate who had never seen it before, and he just was... He loved it.
Just the way that they shoot like gunfights.
Yeah, it's stuff that we weren't really doing in America at the time.
Yeah,
they had a lot of cool gunfights, but like bullet ballet. It was really it was thinking beauty, and it's even better in Hard Boiled. But that's 90s, so yeah, I went with Killer. But yeah, Killer's great. It's got a lot of really cool scenes, and I think it's got all the classic John Woo stuff, the doves and the birds and all that, which kind of became so parodied by the end. But seeing it when it first was kind of doing that thing, it's kind of cool. So.
Yeah, man, I concur.
Obviously, I'm pretty sure Commando's going to beat it. I love Commando, and that's another one I can see going pretty far. But Killer's a pretty badass movie.
All right. And now everyone, I believe that Commando is another one where I think one of us didn't nominate it. I think there's one of us here that didn't nominate Commando.
Who the hell? Very, who did that?
Very high on the rankings. Obviously, it's our 3-seed.
Oh,
so.
Yes.
Great film. One thing that's always bothered me is the
incestual like intro where it's like really really creepy. Like how much him and the daughter hang out. Oh, sorry, I'll let you finish.
No, but
go on.
It's the summer, man. Like they're at a cabin.
They're feeding a deer, but
yeah, the feeding the deer is weird, I guess. But yeah,
I think it's the first time you see him in the movie too. It's like, all right, we're watching a Schwarzenegger movie. He's feeding a deer with a little girl.
How else are they gonna balance him carrying a tree with one arm?
This is true.
The guy's gotta feed a deer.
Yeah.
Yep.
That makes
sense. He's got a lot of heart.
No, I wanted to mention that this is like the closest that we ever get to Arnold, like an Arnold mullet film, if you will. But it's not like a real mullet. It's just like some extra hair that runs down the back of his neck. It looks really weird whenever he's like doing the low arm run that he does, or like jumping out of the fucking plane.
Oh yeah,
all of the stuff, you just see these little hairs on the back of his neck just flying. He doesn't have the luscious mullet like a fucking Kurt Russell or something like that. He just can't rock it. But you get a little mullet action in this film, and it kind of, every time I see it, it kind of immediately dates the film. Like, oh, okay, that's that year that Arnold tried to be cool.
I can't believe it was 85, like right after Terminator. He looks so much better in that movie.
Yeah, I know.
One year, ripped. He looks fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But he's
so jacked that he, like I said, he can't even run. He can't lift his fucking arms. It's like he's just, he's like that Molly Shannon in fucking that Seinfeld episode where she runs with her arms straight down. Ugh.
Well, that's the thing. He was still going for Mr. Olympia at the time because I think it was Running Man, which was the last time he actually went. So that's why Running Man, when he's lying down on the table.
He's like, oh, wait a minute, I have to run?
Yeah, he's
lose some weight.
He's just so he's lose some fucking muscle gigantic.
Mass. I can get my arms up over my head.
He's carrying a tree with one arm. What do you want?
Yeah, pretty amazing. Yeah. Now,
can we talk about just, like, some of the one-liners from that movie? Like, it had the best ones.
The best.
Okay, the ending with the steam pipe.
Let off some steam, Bennett. Yeah. Don't wake my friend. He's dead tired.
Yeah.
Hey, Sully, remember I said I'd kill you last? I lied.
Yeah. There isn't a time limit. You can say these slower if you want. I forgot about the. I remember how I said I was going to kill you last. That's a great one.
That's a great line.
Yeah. You're a funny guy, Sully.
What's the one after where he goes back to her and she's like, "Where? You know,
what happened to Sully? I let him go.
Yeah, I let him go. Yeah,
yeah." And then it goes, we'll take his car. He won't be needing it.
Yeah.
Can we mention that the car is brand new again? Once they flip it over and it's right off the lot now?
Well, it's like now you don't have a car and he just pushes it over with
and
his
all
hands.
The dents just come right out of it and it repaints itself.
I love that.
Perfect.
And this main villain, I mean, he looks like Freddie Mercury.
/ Rob Halford, only nowhere near as cool as Rob Halford.
And he's got a chainmail vest on. Like, what Bennett? Is that
mustache.
About?
And that rocking mustache.
Bennett?
Bennett, yeah.
Oh, it's because him and Bennett had a sexual relationship in the past at war. That's why Bennett's so infatuated with him and wants to stab him.
Yeah, and he's going to penetrate him.
And twist the knife, Bennett. It's like, I can beat you, John.
Oh, yeah.
I can beat you.
No, you can't. It's Arnold Schwarzenegger, man.
Yeah, and he's like three times as big as you are.
Oh, I know, right?
Can we also mention that it was an 11-hour flight, and when he sneaks out of the plane...
He sets the 11 hours
Nobody up. Fucking goes, hey, there was a guy here, and we now we're in the sky. Where the hell is the guy?
Yeah, and also, he... Like, there's this... That film that he breaks through that says "Do not break" while flying, and he busts through it, and there's like a dog right there. You just killed that dog, you know. Like all the fucking luggage is just, you know, fucked up, just down in the, I guess where the landing gear is. Like it's that whole plane is fucked now.
There's a little door to just get out. It was weird,
and it's got a special guest appearance by Bill Paxton.
That's no, right. Where?
What? Yeah, Bill Paxton. You have to stand down now. We're looking for Lieutenant Kirby. And that was the guy. He was the soldier that was telling them to stand down.
Really?
Yeah, Bill Paxton. That's why
I just saw this yesterday.
That's why they're bros, man. Bill Paxton's in that. Bill Paxton's in Terminator.
Yeah.
And in True Lies.
That's true.
They're bros.
Well, that changes everything. I had no fucking idea.
Okay.
Okay, and then let's go to the end scene, or the last action sequence, where he cannot
there's
get shot.
There's other movies in this competition.
Okay, sorry. Let's just mention.
We're coming back to this movie a lot, actually.
Yeah, we're going to be coming back to this. There's three more rounds. Fine. No, please.
I was just going
to
say, they unload about 65,000 rounds at him, and not one hits it until Bennett hits him at the end.
Well, he's made a lot of enemies from around the world.
And they just can't shoot for shit. I don't know, no one can see me fucking flopping around like a mannequin, but that's how they shoot him.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
All right. Final decisions, gentlemen.
Commando.
I was going to say the killer because I nominated it, but whatever.
Commando.
Devin?
No, yeah, Commando.
Okay.
Danny?
I'm very happy with
Commando.
All right. Commando goes through. That's enough. I know what that is. All right, gentlemen.
Well, yeah, we're not supposed to do the synopsis thing. I totally screwed up here.
No, please. As we get further into it, we'll have more time. Today, we're trying to rush through these so we can get to the next round. All right. Matchup number four. Holy shit. Our 13 seat over the top.
The best movie ever made about arm wrestling.
And trucking.
And trucking.
And father-son relationships.
It's got everything.
And shitty kids. And sleeping in a truck that doesn't have a bunk, and that's totally illegal, but we'll get into that after. Against our number 20 seat, Death Wish Part 3.
Fuck yes.
Death Wish 3.
Will we get into the legality of sleeping in a truck that has no bunk later?
I mean, that's really way off topic.
No, well, like, why did they need... Why couldn't they just get a truck with a bunk?
They were working on it. That's why he entered the competition.
That's why we're arm wrestling.
He's trying to get a better truck.
I thought he was arm wrestling for the custody of his son.
Yeah.
Does that make any sense?
Listen, Your Honor, I'm going to win this tournament.
He was arm wrestling to win a truck. Yeah,
whoever wins that arm wrestling competition wins his son.
That's the kid.
That's just creepy.
Because the winner takes it all.
Winner takes son.
The winner takes it over the top.
Oh, man.
Imagine if that big guy with the red wife beater had won the arm wrestling thing. He's just like, I got news for you, kid. I'm your dad now.
Yeah, bull.
Wasn't he the Canadian?
No. The Canadian is the queen wife beater. We just ID the characters by the color of their wife beaters.
Yeah, he wears the red wife beater. And the main guy that he goes against at the end, his freaking arm is the size of Stallone's torso. Like, no way Stallone would be this guy in arm wrestle, but, you know.
Well, he does the hand thing, plus the hat.
Yeah. Oh,
Devin,
yeah. Turn it on the switch.
I want to mention, before we get into this, okay, too much, when you nominated this film, because you're one of, I think, two or three people that nominated it, and you sent me a message that was like a JavaScript for how Stallone wins, like an if statement, like,
like I remember
if
this
backwards equals ultimate win or something like that.
It was something like hat off, lose, hat on
equals win. Yeah. I was in tears when I saw that. Oh, so I'm going to try and find that message and like fucking post it on the show notes.
Oh God.
Okay, so yeah, clearly my vote would go to Over the Top, but Death Wish 3, Jesse, I know you were one of the cats that nominated it.
I fucking love Death Wish 3. It's the whole Death Wish series is pretty cool, but this is the one that's kind of over the top, and in fact, like, it's so over
the top. Well, if you're looking for a movie that's over the top, though.
Oh, I guess you're right, yeah. Well, it is
literally
the,
you should try. Over the top.
Over the top.
All right. Just the whole scene where he's like, he's protecting his like World War II buddy or something, and he's got this giant World War II machine gun, mows down like an entire army of gang members. We've only seen like 5-6 gang members this whole movie. All of a sudden, there's 50 of them just rushing the building.
Just, all right, everyone, get in line.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing. My problem with this film is that no one kills Jeff Goldblum in it. That's my favorite thing about number one, is that Jeff Goldblum gets to be a villain, because you never see that, and then he just gets brutally murdered. So I would have gone with one, but in any case, I don't know. I feel like this, whatever film we selected of this one, is just going to be a series of jokes moving forward through the rest of the rounds. Yep. Oh, and I so hope it's over the top.
If I could just add, I think that it is weird. You don't see Goldblum as a villain that much, but like, have you seen the Big Chill?
Really?
Has anyone seen the Big Chill?
Yeah.
You could argue he's a villain in that movie because he's pretty much a date rapist. The whole movie is just trying to slip something into various women's drinks.
That's true, yeah.
And then get served a Rohypnol himself and falls asleep. That's the movie. That's his character arc.
But the soundtrack was nice.
It did match up number five, The Big Chill.
I like that Charles Bronson seems to not give a shit whatsoever about any like action movie trends. He's just wear
the sideburns and mustache like anybody.
Like Lethal Weapon, it's like young guys, like, you know, doing all these action sequences, and he's just like, I'm just gonna win. I'm gonna win every fight. That's
I'll pull out my big gun and shoot them.
He met his wife. I'm sorry. There's this fact that I wanted to read it because I don't know. Maybe it'll sway your opinion. In 1962, he met his wife, who at the time was married to Scottish actor David McCallum. Charles Bronson reportedly told him, "I'm going to marry your wife." And then, like,
cold-blooded.
5 years later, he did it. He just did it. Like,
that's fantastic.
He's
a badass.
Yeah, he's just this infinite badass in just like throughout the ages, and Death Wish, it's like in a time when everybody was doing these big, huge action films, he's just like, in this movie, he gets on the fire escape and just like, it's a sequence where it just keeps cutting back
to just him holding this gun with just like a straight face.
I know. Doesn't even like smile. No emotion. No one-liners. Just cold demeanor.
Just chopping down. Just like... I think this movie has the highest death count too, doesn't it?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Even more the, than yeah. like
it's pretty over the top, you might say.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, yeah.
Now, would you guys consider... Well, the whole Death Wish series, I always bounce back and forth. I would consider this kind of on the cusp of being an exploitation film to a certain extent. Like,
it definitely has that vibe too, especially the first one.
Yeah, like the first one, absolutely.
Got that 70s vibe going on.
And we're going to do more episodes on that, but definitely, like we already talked about this, Jesse. We got something in the works. We're going to make it a big thing too. But I'm just. I think that's an important thing to consider right now, in that because we're going to get to some films later on in the competition where, personally, I didn't think that they should be here in the competition because they aren't straight action or what have you. Just like Predator, we all talked about that, right? There's sci-fi elements to it. And with this film, though, it needs to be here. Like, it needs to be here because it literally was made for a specific audience. Let's pump out a film, watch people be blown the fuck up and shot the fuck up. And, you know, like, it's literally the epitome of what a person that loves 80s action films would be looking for in a film. So,
and Charles Brand said this is one he actually had – once he saw the final cut, he had a problem with all the violence in it. He thought – because they started using, like, actual squibs instead of just a guy getting shot and falling down. Mm. There's blood spraying out, and he thought that was too much. So it's even too extreme for the guy that is in the movie. I think it's got to keep going. I think it's got to go on.
All right. Let's do our votes, gentlemen. Danny?
I'm going to go with Over the Top. Because, excellent. I mean, yeah, well, a lot of reasons. But I like, Keith, you know, the stakes are so low. I mean, it's just like, that's kind of the antithesis of the 80s movie as well. I mean, you have this anti-hero gets lectured for eating a steak in the first 10 minutes. And like, yeah, Over the Top. That's me.
Oh, yeah, no, I completely lied. I haven't seen either one.
Which one sounded better?
I can't remember. I got them both mixed up. Whichever one had Charles Bronson in it.
Hell yeah.
All right, Death Wish.
Death Wish 3, obviously.
Jesse. Death Wish.
All right. East?
Oh, I'm going to go with Charles Bronson because he Liam Neeson before.
Liam Neeson?
That's exactly Liam Neeson,
yeah.
Okay, just to switch things up to East, I'm going to go that way, go your way first next time, because I feel like every time we get to you, you feel like I don't even need to vote. All right. Our fifth matchup, gentlemen. Wow, how is this? Our number five seed, Bloodsport.
Ooh, fuck yeah. I love Bloodsport.
Yeah. A little Kumite up in here.
Yep. I'm fighting in the Kumite.
Yeah, and that fucking 80s song, like, just the soundtrack's perfect. We'll get to that in a second.
Yeah.
Versus, now, I apologize to everyone here. This is actually a substitution because we weren't originally going to nominate this film because we've done so much talking on it in previous episodes, but it needs to, so we subbed it in for a film that we all voted to cut. So number 28 seat substituted Terminator.
Oh, what? What?
I feel like I listened to you guys talk about this before. Yeah.
But in all seriousness, I'm the only one.
We're supposed to be serious.
that I'm the only one that actually did nominate Terminator. Just to be clear, guys.
Well, I was told no sci-fi, and then when I saw Predator, I was like, "What the fuck?"
Okay. Yeah, you're right. You're right. We fucked this up. In any case, so Bloodsport, we have a chance to make it sir. We have a chance to make it right. So our number five seat, Bloodsport, versus our number 28 seat, The Terminator.
I'm still laughing that Terminator's 28.
All right. So the Kumite, what this movie should have been called.
Yeah. Versus Linda Hamilton to rack.
It's Frank, it's Frank Duke's fucking splits. against Linda Hamilton's breasts.
Oh, geez. That's a tough one.
Yeah.
I have a sneaky suspicion. I know what I would prefer.
Bloodsport is a sweet film. It really is. And we pretty much all voted for it. I think only one person, again, didn't vote for it. What are you looking at?
Oh, I don't know. I want to have a look at what's coming up.
Okay.
I have ADD. Leave me alone.
All right. With Bloodsport, the dialogue is really fucking wooden, as you would say, Danny. Have you noticed that about this fucking film?
No. Like, actually, this is the one on this list that I haven't seen.
Oh, you're kidding. Okay, because the first thing that I was expecting you to say to me was, the dialogue is very wooden, so I stole the words out of your mouth. So
is this Jean-Claude Van Damme's first big movie? Is this happening?
No, it's not his first big one, is it?
I don't think it's very first one, but it's early, early stuff, though.
It's pretty early.
Second.
Yeah. Who cares? In any case... kind of based on true story. I love that.
Yeah, it's a guy, but he kind of like made it up, didn't he?
Yeah.
What's the Bloodsport in question?
Yeah.
Like, is it the kickboxing or the choking?
No, snakes? It's like the UFC origins of the UFC.
Okay.
Where all the different martial arts, like before mixed martial arts as we know it, like where you'd actually go to the Ultimate Fighting Championship and have like a wrestler versus a fucking Muay Thai striker versus like a fucking capoeira fucking guy.
Because like a sumo guy.
There's a capoeira guy in this film.
And he's bouncing around like a little monkey and shit.
Yeah, it's like, what the hell are you doing,
man? So it's
man?
A bunch of different guys from a bunch of different fighting disciplines having a tournament. That's
and
what
this one, of,
much, yeah.
one of them okay. who's like the big baddie in the film, who's like a cokehead, right? Yeah. Like in the last fight, he throws cocaine in Jean-Claude Van Damme's eyes and he has to fight him like blind.
Blind.
And high as
which
fuck.
Which there's a training sequence earlier in the film where he gets beat the fuck out of for like 10 minutes while he's blindfolded. Yeah. And then he has to serve them dinner blindfolded.
Good thing I did all that training blindfolded.
Good thing I did all that waiting tables blindfolded.
That's like, great.
That's Bolo Young from Enter the Dragon.
Yeah.
He was like...
Oh, he's great, isn't he?
Yeah, he's like... Yeah. He plays a perfect bad guy. Just this big, dopey-looking
And the fucking peck dancing that he does.
He flexes his pecs at the enemy. It's like, what the fuck, man?
Sounds like Dragon Ball Z.
It's like Terry Crews.
Yeah. And the his buddy there, the big trucker guy, like the Street Fighter dude, he's kind of cool.
Yeah. Do you notice they have two comic relief... characters in this film? They have the little Asian promoter, or not promoter, but like the backup guy, or like the guy that's supposed to help him around, like that shows him around the town.
Yeah,
he's comic
relief. Pretty funny. Yeah.
And then they also have the wrestler as the big brooding guy's comic relief. It's
I love Full Contact. I love to have a few more scars on my face. Like that is a line in the film. That's I think his first line. And it's like,
and when he comes into the hotel room and Frank's fucking and like Van Damme's got his he's doing the splits on two chairs and meditating.
This might be the first.
And he's like, hey man, you might want to have kids one day. And he's just sitting there watching him for like 2 minutes.
That is the first
drinking a beer.
Yeah, that's the first time he sees so.
Oh man. So yeah, I love Bloodsport.
And who are the two FBI agents or no army guys who are following him?
Forrest Whitaker
is one of them. Yeah. And they, it's so funny. Like there's so many just comic relief type characters in this film.
Yeah.
And then just this useless reporter, by the way, I actually hate that character.
Yeah. She's
just a super wooden relationship there. But in any case, I'm talking so much about this, by the way, because I expect it to be destroyed by the Terminator. If you guys don't fucking pick the Terminator, you're all out of here. Like seriously.
Yeah. Everyone's going to pick the Terminator. Yeah. You have to pick the
Terminator. It's almost not fair because you like added it in last minute against Bloodsport. Which sucks, because I'm still going to go with Bloodsport, because yes, Terminator is Terminator, but Arnold's got like a bunch in there. I got the only thing represented by Van Damme in this fucking thing is goddamn Bloodsport and Kickboxer.
Just wait.
Yeah, but Van Damme isn't even really that good. Like his martial arts.
No, his martial arts is amazing, but all
But there again, Arnold's acting is pretty fucking
lately?
Bad, too.
Yeah, have you watched those films lately? It's like, hello. I am Frank Dukes.
Oh,
or the scene that's like when he's sitting.
I'm in the best shape of my life.
Yeah, when he's sitting with his master and he's like, to honor you, Shidoshi.
I actually fucking hate him now that I think about it. Just
I
when he talks.
I love him.
Well, I like his martial arts, but when he talks, I want to stab him in the fucking eye.
He's going to come over here and fucking jumping spin kick you in the head.
Nobody knows where he is.
Because he reads every fucking review. You
Did
know
any
that.
Of
he's
you guys see JCVD came
of
out
course,
in 2008?
Yeah.
Right. That's his best movie.
Yeah.
Because it's so
He's great in it, too.
He's so good in it.
Yeah, it's the best he's ever seen him acting.
He acts well. Like that courtroom scene where... The lawyer's like throwing down all his movie and the daughter's ashamed of him. Yeah. I really felt for him there, man. Jean-Claude Van Damme looked like he was crying. And
there's one scene where he just straight up looks at the camera and has a monologue directly
the
at the audience.
The 4-minute monologue? Yeah. Yeah, where he talks about doing drugs.
Yeah, it's like fucking, like, that's just Jean-Claude Van Damme talking to the audience. Like, the movie's done at that point. That's like real life.
Yeah, he's like, I used to be scrawny, and then he flexes and it's this gigantic bicep.
Yeah, he's a goddamn cobra.
Like, after I got big, you know, I wanted more, so I started doing drugs. It's pretty, it's like basically, yeah, it's like a, I don't know, a social networking status update from Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yeah, but like, but Terminator, like the police station scene, single-handedly destroys.
Yeah.
All of Bloodsport.
Well, it's a classic scene. It's great.
Yeah, you know what? In all seriousness, if Bloodsport does make it through, I'm not going to be that upset because we've literally spent 2.5 hours talking about Terminator.
That's
Devin, sir.
Yeah.
Had your hand up.
I put this one on my personal pick list. Mm. Because I feel like it is a quintessential 80s movie.
Yeah.
But
it does defy 80s action, or define it 80s action to a certain extent, yeah.
But just thinking about it now, in the context of like the rest of this bracket,
yeah,
it's a pretty awful movie.
It is,
it's
isn't
not
it? Yeah.
A good movie. Like, yeah.
But that music, the Kumite, Kumite, Kumite.
Or even the final fight scene music.
Oh. That it's the same thing. Oh, yeah.
I don't know that I've ever watched this movie the whole way through. Like, I think I've literally watched it in 15-minute chunks on TBS. Like, just you get through your 15 minutes and you just go, there's got to be something else. There has to be something else on TV that's better than this.
Yeah, and TBS has that tendency to play the same 5 movies for a
yeah,
year, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So it took me a whole year to watch The Fugitive, and I did it out of order, so that when I finally saw The Fugitive, I'm like, that's
like
much
Memento?
Better than I thought it was. Yeah.
One thing I like about Bloodsport, instead of fighting like an octagon in the UFC, they're on this like platform, but it kind of like goes up. So you're
well,
always,
they don't do yeah. that until the last
fight,
though.
Oh, that's the
though.
Last one, yeah.
Yeah, it's just flat. Like, but when they knock them off the end, it's like all of them, you just push them off into the sand, but every one of them, when they just fall off, like there's even one where the other, like the buddy, the big buddy, he throws a little guy off into the sand, and then the guy's knocked out. You just picked him up and threw him into the sand. How did it knock him out?
You don't understand the velocity and force of that throw, though.
And like how hard sand is?
It's really hard sand.
At that velocity, you know, you never know.
Okay.
I'm not
it's
a
like
doctor.
Firing him out of a cannon?
Could be, man. He's got some dojo or something.
Okay. Final votes on this one. Terminator or Bloodsport, gentlemen? Danny? Or no, sorry. We were going to start with East. East.
Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck it. Bloodsport. It's not going to win. Fuck it.
Hey, you never know. Devin?
I wouldn't even put Terminator on this bracket either. But like, if you're gonna force me to choose, then yeah, Terminator. Like, fuck Bloodsport. It's a bad movie. But it's a tough decision, not from, you know, the standpoint of like these are equal movies. It's a tough decision between this movie shouldn't be in the bracket and this movie is fucking awful. So
and that's yeah, that's why it's
the one that I want to win less is Bloodsport, but I wouldn't want either of these to win.
Okay.
So Jesse, what did you pick?
You picked Terminator. Jesse, Terminator or Bloodsport?
Well, obviously Terminator is a better movie than Bloodsport. No one's going to debate that, but I love Bloodsport, and it really, when I think 80s action movies, that's always one that pops up in my head, where Terminator is a great movie, but it doesn't really, I don't think it's
yeah, it's more of a sci-fi in a
but,
lot of ways.
Yeah, so my final answer is I'm going to pick Bloodsport.
Dave?
I think Bloodsport's just a stupid movie, so I'm going to go with Terminator.
Yeah. Okay,
so
now,
Danny, you're actually deciding
now,
I could have gone this way.
Hang on a second. Two people now have said that Bloodsport is like emblematic of 80s action. That, to me, sounds insane. It's no... The movie that is emblematic of 80s action, it's obviously Die Hard, and we're talking about that
yeah,
movie.
Well, that's...
Okay, yes, but...
If they go against each other, then yeah.
But, for example, like... You know, Tango and Cash we just put through, and we just said that Stallone had to ADR every single goddamn line in that film.
Right.
Yeah, but he had a stroke or something when he was born. He gets a free pass.
Forceps on his lips.
Forceps on his lips.
But
so
like,
he gets a free pass.
But we gave Tango and Cash, we advanced it because like... No one said that it was like, you know, defined an entire decade. It was just like, yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right, that'll do.
So like I'm voting here. Yeah. I'm going to vote for a Terminator. Sorry, everyone.
Okay.
Fuck, man.
That's fair.
Well, you can't vote for a movie just because it's going to lose. It's like voting for Ralph Nader, you know?
No.
He wrote a book about seatbelts.
It's just because like throwing in Terminator last minute when it fucking, if it was in there from the get go, obviously I'm going to go Terminator.
I put Terminator. Okay, I was the first one to make my list. By the way, I was the first one out of all you guys to make the list because I set the standard. Terminator was on it.
Yeah.
Any of you guys who are complaining like, oh, Terminator would have been higher. Why didn't you fucking pick it?
Can I see my bracket card and scratch some shit out? Because I'm pretty sure I ran with Terminator and didn't look back.
Okay, well, Terminator's
I can't remember,
in.
Though.
Terminator's
but
in, yeah.
No, Terminator's in.
Okay, so...
Now I feel bad because Devin made me feel like shit about it. Like, it shouldn't fucking be here. And I'm like, you're mean. Like, all right.
Things are getting heated in the first round here.
All right. Gentlemen, this is an interesting one.
Oh, what?
I like this one. Our number 11 seat... Cobra versus our number 22 seat, Aliens.
Aliens is 22?
Yeah.
Ooh, fuck. I'm not a big fan of the movie, but that's a lot of action for a 22 seat.
Yeah.
Anyway, fuck it. Why am I talking?
It's another one of these tough ones, because Aliens is certainly not synonymous with...
Cobra has a lot of slow parts, though. Like, there's like 40 minutes of just something.
The villain is comical. Yeah. Like, let's be honest here.
But
like
that,
if they did it more horror film-esque with the villain, like if they went more with a Silence of the Lambs format where, yes, you see the villain, but it's still got a reveal element to it, then I think I would have liked that a little better than just immediately you see it's the guy that... is always the villain in 80s action films.
And that chick was a villain too, right? Remember? She's like,
the chick,
other lady's like, have you been drinking? She's like, yes, and just kills her. I'm like, yeah, sweet. Yeah. But
yes.
Yeah, that's it. Yes.
That is a great line, yeah. Have you been drinking?
Yes.
Yeah, it's great.
And then just done.
Yeah, man. And then he goes to the hospital and just starts killing everybody. Yeah.
Shooting the grenade because he can't time it properly. Yeah. I like that. That's
the Coors Banquet product placement right off the fucking jump. Like
the movie. Yeah, fuck it.
It's just Pepsi and Coors Banquet right there. He's just leaning on the fridge and then just drinks a Coors Banquet. Yeah. Like, why didn't you just turn to the fucking screen, give a thumbs up, be like,
Right when he says the line, it's like, hey, scumbag, you're a lousy shot.
He should.
I don't like lousy shots.
Yeah. he should have said, but I do like Coors Banquet.
Yeah.
Brewed in the mountains of Colorado. You know,
here's the reason why this is really tough is Cobra is like straight up
an action
cocksucker 80s action movie where fucking, hey, man, come on. Stallone leaves his car to a song where the lyrics are working all day, trying to make a living, working so hard to getting the best out of me while he rips a guy's undershirt.
I like that.
Yeah. And then cuts a pizza on a weird triangle. Whereas
well, what
aliens,
about the ending, though? Okay, hold on.
Yeah, the ending. Yeah.
But I'm talking about, like, the hook.
The hook at the end, he's dying?
Like, there's, like, a guy holding it, and they're like, are you ready for the hook yet?
Yeah.
You know, you're like, the guy's totally going to die on that hook.
Yeah. You see the hook 400 fucking times.
And it's like, let me guess. He's going to die. Oh, he died.
It's like the opening sequence starts, and they cut to a shot of the hook, and then you go back, and then the whole movie, it's like, you know, fucking Stallone's talking to Bridget Nielsen, the hospital, cuts to a picture of the hook.
Oh, man.
And the Academy Award goes to The Hook.
That scene too, where the photographer is just trying to fucking convince Bridget Nielsen to sleep with him. Yeah. You remember that? Yeah. He's like, well, if we're not going to do it for you, do it for your career. And he's just like just the worst scum.
That's assault, brother.
Yeah, man. And then it goes into the Angel of the City montage. It's hilarious. But Aliens, though, I picked Aliens specifically because it's a fucking James Cameron action movie, and it's totally different than the first Alien. It's got way more...
Yeah, we already did that panel that you missed that you were booked on, but you missed.
I know I missed it. But the thing is, I would say out of like I wouldn't want to put those two together because I love them both very, very much.
Mm.
However, when it comes to just straight up full on action, Aliens over Cobra. I'm sorry.
Yeah, let's do this vote, Devin. Aliens or Cobra? Aliens or The Hook?
I mean, it's... I don't want to be...
Best supporting actor. The Hook.
I don't want...
Angel of the City.
I don't want to be a dick, but when I think of 80s action, I'm not thinking of Aliens.
This is one of the ones that I thought was a little bit rough to put in there.
It's on its own, because, like, 80s action, I do see as being, like, a little bit campy and, like, not really something that I... that I love and respect, but yep. something that, like, you know, that TBS will play and I will watch. Yeah. And to that end, I'm going to give it to Cobra, but I like nothing except for the cover of the movie, really, is good. Crime is a disease. Meet the cure. The cure is a guy with a gun with a laser. That's
with a match in his mouth as a toothpick yeah. and aviators.
What are those called? Are those called taglines?
Yeah.
Taglines. Yeah. Oh man,
they're called words.
Oh man, in the Crime beginning too with that fuck.
Meet the cure.
Yeah. With that fucking dry synth at the beginning. There's a murder every 20 seconds.
Yeah. The
a one, robbery every that's 10 so seconds. Weird. And a rape every 5 minutes.
Oh my.
Okay. Thanks for bringing us down, East. Wow. Sorry. Jesse, you're
picked. And that's just what I do before noon.
I'm definitely going to pick Aliens because I only saw Cobra once when I was a kid and I just did not like it. I found it boring as shit.
Okay.
I was going to go back and watch it. I didn't have time. It's pretty funny. And Aliens is cool, so I'm just going to go with Aliens.
Okay, so we've got two for Cobra, one for Aliens. Dave?
I came in here all Cobra'd out, and then after we talked about it, it's a pretty stupid movie. Like, it's I don't think I don't know. I'm gonna have to give it to Aliens because.
All right, Danny, you're the deciding vote.
I'll go with Cobra.
Nice.
Get you know, out. I'm seeing it's. I'm feeling like it's an upset, but Cobra was number 11, and Aliens was 22, so. Cobra.
You got it. Yeah, you got it.
Once you start talking about shit, you realize how bad it actually was.
Yeah. You got to give it to the movie that has the shooting range right next to the chief's office.
Yeah.
All right, two more, and we're
Cobra-ty!
We're out of our odd number bracket. So we're gonna do two more guys, and then tomorrow we'll do the even number brackets. Tomorrow.
We'll all be wearing the same shirts, just yeah. so you know.
Please make sure that you wear the same clothes and come and sit in the same spots.
I hope the weather doesn't change.
Yeah, the weather will be identical.
One thing I have noticed is, yeah, once you start talking about a movie and describing it, it really gets diminished. You know what I mean? Like, anything can sound like Hamlet's, like, guy comes home from college, finds out his dad's dead, guy's really pissed. Yeah, or like Moby Dick's, like, dude, he's like chasing this whale.
That's it.
Everything sounds. It's like when you describe. Like only some movies sound really good if you describe them. Like The Running Man sounds cool when you describe it. Mm. I think
the man is running.
This guy's running.
But you know why it sounds amazing? Because it's a book adaptation,
right?
In any case, right.
Are we doing Running Man next?
No.
Oh shit!
I think it's in here somewhere.
Yeah, it is in here. But
it is. I know. I don't want it to be tomorrow.
Suspense up here, gentlemen. Why don't you just? Yeah, it'll be tomorrow.
Oh shit.
Okay, come back tomorrow for Running Man.
Okay.
Our number 7 seat in the interim is Escape from New York against our number 27 seat, Missing in Action.
Ugh. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Now, Devin, you're going to have to explain to me why you nominated this film.
Was it you?
Yeah.
Oh, Missing in Action?
Yeah, the Chuck Norris classic.
I mean, I feel like
Chuck should be represented.
Yeah, and I mean it.
Well, you should have tried a little harder then.
Like he's got to be the lamest like action hero of the 80s. Like
I hate his fucking guts. He looks like a janitor. He can suck my dick forever.
Yeah.
And like I don't know what it is with Chuck Norris movies on why he has to get the shittiest extras. Like just the fucking like worst. Like killing somebody. Oh man, like killing somebody, then the thumb up, and then that guy just gets blown apart with and then there's no emotion towards him. He's just like God. Shakes it off and then just keeps on going. Everybody dies in Missing in Action at the beginning. Everybody dies.
And like he can never decide if he wants to grow a full beard or like just have stubble. He just looks like shit all the time.
He just looks like.
I picked it because I feel like it's just like a Frankenstein's monster of 80s action movie tropes.
They should put like a scene in the film where he just like is standing at a fucking stoplight asking for change. Oh, fuck. He does look really bad in
Wait,
this
what's
film,
it going Danny. Up against?
I don't even know.
Escape from New York.
Well, what if,
yeah, it's going up against Snake Plissken.
Let's just move on here.
Can we just
let's just not even talk about this one?
Yeah. I mean, Missing in Action is just, it's funny, and it's certainly of the era, but it's a very, it's all not funny.
Yeah, man, fuck Chuck Norris, man.
Yeah, he's just not good.
You know what was missing in action? The plot, the humor, the excitement. fuck it. Sorry, Devin.
All right, so is it consensus Escape from New York?
Yeah, we'll,
Escape
from I'm sure we'll talk about it in the next round.
Oh, yeah.
This is a cool flick.
It's like a great movie,
can
yeah.
Can I spell Escape? There we go.
John Carpenter was on a roll.
And this is my favorite matchup of the day, gentlemen, in terms of this one. I don't know how this is going to turn out.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so it's Mel Gibson triangle choking Gary Busey in Lethal Weapon.
Very cool.
Up against Patrick Swayze ripping fucking throats out in Roadhouse.
Oh, the throat rip or the triangle choke.
So number 9 seat Lethal Weapon versus our 24 seat Roadhouse.
Can I go with this one?
Yeah.
Can I kick this one off?
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay. I'm only saying this just because this was like the hardest decision I ever had to make.
Yeah, me too. This was
on something,
one.
Especially because in the thread I was totally being like, why the fuck would you pick Lethal Weapon 2 over Lethal Weapon 1? And then I see this comparison, which was Roadhouse, which is a movie I totally forgot. You were like, fuck you for not picking Roadhouse.
Yeah, I was pretty upset that no one else picked Roadhouse until you
came. And then when you said Roadhouse, I was like, oh, fuck. And I will tell you why. Because Patrick Swayze is ripping out throats. There's boobies all over the place in this movie.
Lots of boobies.
The villain doesn't give a fuck as you see him driving down the road, swaying. He also has a helicopter, so there's helicopter scenes. And all the... The bulk of the action in the movie is all fist fights.
Yep.
And fuck, man. And it's better fist fighting action
fist and fuck.
Than
yep.
a lot,
that's
man.
Much what it is.
Yeah. It's like rock and roll, but in a movie. Sex, drugs, and fighting.
Yeah. The other great thing about this film is that, and what I love about Patrick Swayze action films is that because he has a dance background, mm-hmm. he's so fluid in his motion, and it looks legit, don't get me wrong, and he looks like super tough and all these things. But I love that no matter how much, you know, you take the dancer out of the dancing and you put him in an action film, and he still points his toes when he kicks.
the most fluid kicks you've ever seen.
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah, and it works.
You see him rip around that roundhouse kick just before he rips that fucking guy's throat out.
Oh.
And it's like he's doing a pirouette?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like it's so fucking clean. Like, oh, yeah, it's amazing. But it's just like you can't help but be like, yeah, that guy's a fucking dancer. Like every time, and it's such a weird thing for me to reconcile. Like I'm sitting there drinking a beer, watching Roadhouse. I'm like, great dancing.
But then there's Lethal Weapon, which is
no one's dancing in that. Or is there? No,
I don't think so. Don't.
No, all the, yeah.
Now, I actually went back and watched this
just
one this week.
Just as many boobies, though.
There is boobies. One of the very first scenes is boobies, actually. When it says directed by Richard Donner. Big old pair of tits.
plus the video, obviously. Cuts the video with Murtaugh watching
the video of
Hunsaker, yeah. Hunsaker daughter.
I think I liked Patrick Swayze until I realized that he and Kurt Russell were different people.
So you're not the only one.
And then I became immediately uninterested in everything that he had to offer.
When I was a kid, I thought they were the same person.
Yeah.
And even my girlfriend recently, she mistook the two of them. And I've talked to other people that have mistaken these two men before. And when I sell that to people,
they both have pretty luscious hair.
Yeah, they both had that luscious mane going.
Oh yeah,
they had the similar build, similar
mane.
Look.
Yeah, mane's the word. Absolutely, yeah. It's a mane.
Who was Captain Ron? I still don't know.
Kurt Russell.
Kurt Russell. Okay. Yeah.
Could have been either though. Yeah. I don't believe you. No, Patrick Swayze was a Point Break and Ghost.
Yep,
Point Break, sweet.
Yeah, yeah. I wish we could talk about it, but we can't, man.
And
it's the
Dirty
wrong
Dancing.
Year. I love that fucking movie.
Yep. But yeah.
Did you say and Dirty Dancing? Well, yeah, 80s action movie. Dirty Dancing, remember?
Well, Ghost is an 80s
action
film.
It's Donnie
Whoopi
Darko.
Goldberg and Patrick Swayze yucking it up for an hour and a half.
But Red Dawn is.
Donnie Darko
Red
was
Dawn
set
is,
in the
80s. Amazing, yeah.
Sort of. Where Patrick Swayze plays the kiddie porn collector. Come on.
Whoa. Oh, okay. Yeah.
What movie is that?
Performance.
His house.
Donnie Darko.
Oh, Donnie Darko.
Yeah. He's the
motivational speaker. He's got that self-help book called Attitudinal Beliefs.
Yeah.
And at the end of the movie, he's masturbating and crying.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
People forget about that. He's in the movie for about 2 minutes.
But he's fantastic.
He's pretty good. Kurt Russell's.
But what you're dealing with is fear.
Okay. Can we do our final vote, gentlemen?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So, which way you want to go? We'll do one more this way because that'll even it out. East.
Roadhouse.
Excellent.
Lethal Weapon.
Lethal.
Throat rips all the way, man. Roadhouse.
Roadhouse.
I don't like Patrick Swayze. I'm kind of glad he's dead, actually.
Oh! Come on!
I went there.
That's not, that's not cool.
Well, you said no editing.
There isn't going to be any fucking editing, right. So you're fucked now.
There you go.
It's going to destroy you. Back attack on Instagram.
I'm
going to
go with the Mel Gibson mullet.
Over the Swayze mullet?
Well, yeah, exactly.
I'll go with Roadhouse, but like no bar is actually like that. Just saying.
So
like,
Roadhouse goes through the upset. This is the first upset of the day, gentlemen. The first real upset of the day.
Do you remember Blues Brothers, the bar with the chicken wire?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So maybe there is a bar.
You know
with
what?
Chicken
I've actually I've talked to people that used to like live in the South, and that's a thing.
I can't wait until the next round so that we can talk about Sam Neill, or not Sam. Wow.
No.
I can't cut that.
Neil Diamond?
Yeah. Fucking from
Sam Elliott.
Sam Elliott, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Sam Elliott, yeah. I was going to say Mask, and then I was thinking no one else is going to have seen that besides me. So that's not going to help. And Jeff Healy. Yeah, Jeff Healy. Great.
He was in Roadhouse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's what we're talking about. Oh,
I can't wait until next round now.
I really should pay more attention.
Okay, so.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm like all over.
Wait, Jeff Healy, the blind guitar player?
Yeah.
Yes.
Also dead. But only I care about that.
Yeah.
I care about that, too. Really sad.
Yeah.
Angel
and then
Eyes,
they fucking sold his bar immediately. I'm like, you pricks.
Yeah, that was
That's right.
Fucked.
That was gutless. They just renovated it.
Yeah, I know. He just dumps all his money into it. Like, fuck,
man. Okay, so, gentlemen, our first bracket is complete. We're going to come back tomorrow and do the second half of our elimination round. So far we have Predator, Tango and Cash, Commando, Death Wish Part 3, The Terminator, Cobra, Escape from New York, and Roadhouse going through to the next round.
Solid. Roadhouse won that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
That's right. More Swayze coming down the pipeline.
I thought Danny said... I like Roadhouse, but, and usually when you say but, it meant.
It did sound like that, yeah.
I thought, oh, fuck.
Okay.
Yep. I'm out.
The mob has spoken.
Pretty sure I'm out of this round for game. Is it a game?
Yeah.
All right, fuck that.
All right. So we'll see you guys tomorrow.
Like I watch it with
the top didn't make it through.
No,
yeah, I'm fucked. I voted for that one to go all the way, pretty much.
Oh wow,
why?
I have a fondness for it.
Yeah, me too.
Stallone did have a lot of really good montage music in all of his films.
Oh, best montage music.
Yeah, man. Like Cobra, Angel of the City, Angel of the City.
Yeah, but that whole fucking scene with Bridget Nielsen having photos taken of her, and she's just in the most awkward position.
And she's gross.
Although I watched that movie on mushrooms recently, and what's really interesting about watching Cobra on mushrooms is I realized the Angel of the City montage. Every single time it goes to the female vocals, it's Bridget Nielsen like doing the Photoshop, like doing the photo shoot. And then whenever it's the guy vocals, it's Stallone walking down the street. Talking to somebody. Yeah, it's actually like synced up.
That is so 80s.
Even more 80s, right? Yeah. It's like, Angel of the City. It's like, tell me where have you been? And it's like him like interrogating somebody against a wall. It's fucking jokes.
Almost like a South Park montage, actually, if you think about it.
Well, that's where they got a lot of them from, right? These like shitty action movies, right?